This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, February 19th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. USDA mistakenly fires some HPAI workers. Jones' exit at FDA draws concerns. EU and Mexican officials talk trade. U.S. Department of Agriculture is reversing some HPAI-related firings. USDA is scrambling to rehire some employees who were terminated even though their work is related to combating avian flu. Although several positions supporting HPAI were notified of their terminations over the weekend, we are working to swiftly rectify the situation and rescind those letters, the department says in a statement. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service frontline positions are considered public safety positions, and we are continuing to hire the workforce necessary to ensure the safety and adequate supply of food to fulfill our statutory mission. For more on the battle against bird flu, you can read our weekly newsletter today. Groups react to Jones' exit from FDA. Consumer groups and former FDA officials are criticizing mass layoffs at the agency following the departure of Jim Jones as Deputy Commissioner of the Human Foods Program. Jones resigned from his post Monday, as first reported by Food Fix. In his resignation letter, he cited cuts to the Foods Program staff as the primary driver. Over the holiday weekend, some probationary employees at FDA were terminated. It's unclear the total number affected, but Jones said 89 employees had been cut so far from the foods program alone. Cutting the recent hires disproportionately disadvantages the most needed areas for bolstering regulations, Robert Califf, former FDA commissioner, wrote on LinkedIn. This is especially true of chemicals and food, where laws require complex science to make the case in a way that will withstand court challenges by industry. Steve Grossman, former executive director of the Alliance for a Stronger FDA, said the departure of Jones and other staff could impact food chemical safety work. The Association of Food and Drug Officials said a new leader in the Human Foods Program could have the, quote, freedom to further reshape it in a manner that streamlines performance in the most efficient means possible. You can read more about the potential impact of staffing cuts in the Human Foods Program on food chemical safety efforts in this week's AgriPulse newsletter. RFA pushes Congress to pass year-round E15 reinstate suit of biofuel incentives. In the absence of concrete guidance on the 45Z tax credit for clean fuel producers, the Renewable Fuels Association is pushing Congress to reinstate the previous suite of biofuel tax incentives that expired in December. This includes the second-generation biofuel producer tax credit and similar incentives that 45Z was created to replace. Markets absolutely despise uncertainty, but realistically, it may be a while before we have the answers we need on 45Z, said Jeff Cooper, the president and CEO of RFA. Temporarily bringing those credits back would provide a bridge to 45Z and give the industry more certainty. Speaking at RFA's National Ethanol Conference in Nashville, Cooper also emphasized that boosting ethanol and biofuel production can help the farm economy respond to ongoing challenges. He said removing bureaucratic regulatory constraints on ethanol, like allowing for year-round E15, would allow biorefineries to grind more corn to ethanol, which boosts demand for farmers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EU, Mexican officials meet with Trump officials to talk trade. Senior officials from both the European Union and Mexico are in Washington this week to press the Trump administration on its trade plans. European Commissioner for Trade, Mario Šefčovič, landed in Washington yesterday. As a part of his three-day visit, he will meet with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Trump's pick for U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer, and Economic Advisor Kevin Hassert. Politico EU reported Šefčovič is arriving armed with a package of cooperation in an attempt to avert new tariffs. Meanwhile, Mexican Economy Secretary Marcelo Ebrard told reporters that he would be in Washington on Thursday for his own meetings with U.S. officials. We will clarify the proposals put forth by the United States and what the new administration aims to achieve, he told reporters. Then we will put Mexico's arguments on the table. Trump considers scrapping CEQ environmental review regulations. The White House Office of Management and Budget is reviewing an interim final rule to kill Council on Environmental Policy regulations for implementing the National Environmental Policy Act. NEPA requires agencies to analyze the environmental impacts of their actions. Trump suggested CEQ leaders should consider rescinding the agency's NEPA regulations in his Unleashing American Energy executive order last month. According to OMB's online regulatory review tracker, the agency is looking at doing just that. Now take note, some courts have been skeptical of CEQ's authority to implement NEPA regulations in the first place. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. concluded in November that the agency does not have the authority, but environmental groups have asked the full court to review that decision. AI, regenerative ag, and plant-based products to drive global ag tech advancements. Investors expect that artificial intelligence, regenerative agriculture, and plant-based food products are poised for significant technological advancements in the next few years. Haydar Setskofty, general manager of AgTech Accelerator, ICL Planet Startup Hub, argued during the World Trade Organization panel, these three industries are set for the biggest leaps forward of any AgTech sectors. She argued that soil health in particular could get significant attention as companies try to enhance productivity while minimizing inputs. That progress could come from new machinery to support soil restoration and carbon sequestration, as well as microbial-based biostimulants, she said. AI is also unlocking additional climate investments in global ag. The International Finance Corporation's Adam Struve pointed out that climate financing in the agriculture sector has lagged other industries. He argued that difficulties measuring greenhouse gas emissions from biological processes has been a barrier to developing climate mitigation solutions, but that could change with the advent of AI. A lot of the ag tech that has been developed is around making it possible to monitor and quantify these greenhouse gas much better, Struve said. Here's today's final word. The House budget resolution implements President Trump's full American First agenda, not just parts of it, with promises to come back later for the rest. That House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana in a post on X that takes a dig at the Senate GOP. Senate Republicans are moving ahead with their two-step approach to budget reconciliation. The Senate will debate a budget resolution this week that does not include tax cuts. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, February 19th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.